Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It was hard to tell whether the photo was of a football recruiting class or a doubles pickleball team. At one point yesterday, I don't know if it was Penn State that put out the photo. Somebody did of their whole recruiting class, and it was two people.
Well, and at one point, Joe, it was expected to just be either a solo matchup or no one whatsoever. But they ended up signing two recruits.
Last I saw, Penn State's 26 recruiting class was ranked 130th, which would be great if there were 10,000 teams. There's only 136. 130 ain't good. What is going on here? What has happened, and what are they going to do? What is our friend Patrick, don't call me Milan Kraft, going to do out there? Let's talk to Corey Geiger from Sports Central. Been covering Penn State for a long, long time. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Corey, thanks for joining us, man. Where do we stand with the Penn State coaching search?
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. As of right now, we still don't know. I think they've got to circle back and go back to some guys that they'd probably crossed off their list before. I do believe I've heard this from some people, and then there have been some national reports about this. Was they thought Kalani Sitake was pretty much a done deal. They'd worked on that a while. They thought they were going to get him. And so when that fell through, and when you spend a lot of time on a guy that you think is your final guy, you let other people kind of go by the wayside. And that's what ended up happening here. So there were other people that they could have gone to get, perhaps. It blows my mind, Joe. Guys, it blows my mind that Brian Hartline is going to USF, and because that's a guy that Penn State fans would have wanted from day one. And yet here he is going to USF for probably half the salary he could get at Penn State. That's the kind of thing that tells me that Pat Kraft just totally blew this. You probably could have gotten Brian Hartline a month ago, and you would have pleased most people in the fan base.
All right, so let's wind it back a little bit. Who was plan A? Because maybe there wasn't one. I'm imagining that you can't really do this in October, fire your coach, if you don't have a plan A, somebody that you think is going to be right there when you call. Who was plan A?
I do believe plan A was Kurt Cignetti. I think that when they fired, let me make crystal clear this, because this seems to be getting lost in a lot of this discussion. Penn State did not make a mistake firing James Franklin. There are people out there now that want to do revisionist history and say that, you know, it was a mistake to fire James Franklin. It was not a mistake to fire James Franklin. I do not believe that at all. The mistake has happened since then by letting the coaching search linger and linger and linger and linger, and you've created this gigantic mess for yourself. But people who want to go back and say, well, they never should have let James Franklin go in the first place, I just think that's totally wrong. He had completely checked out. He had lost the entire fan base. It was a toxic situation around James Franklin, and he had to go. And if you think about that time frame, guys, I think Kurt Cignetti was probably number one on Pat Kraft's list. He probably thought, hey, I can go offer him $10, $12 million and he'll come. Well, with less than a week after James Franklin's fired, Kurt Cignetti gets his extension at Indiana. So when Kurt Cignetti was off the list, Pat Kraft is probably sitting there thinking, okay, Matt Rhule could still be, you know, a safe net kind of candidate. Well, then Matt Rhule fell off the list. And at that point, I think Pat Kraft started to find himself in a whole lot of trouble.
Man, I'll say Corey Geiger on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Okay, what happened with Hartline? I've been seeing reports of Jimmy Sexton, the powerful agent, Franklin's agent, sort of poisoning the well here. Is there any truth to that? Is he also Hartline's agent? Maybe those are two separate questions. Do you believe that Sexton has been poisoning the well, and what happened with Hartline?
Yeah, I am not typically one to buy into conspiracy theories, but I do think there probably is something to the Jimmy Sexton component, at least to a degree. Not that he's out there saying, do not go to Penn State, but I think there are probably ways that he can slightly sabotage the situation here and there. I don't know if Hartline is a Sexton client. I didn't look at that. But I think they probably could have got, I don't know that Pat Kraft wanted Brian Hartline. That's the bottom line for me, is I think Pat Kraft wanted an established head coach, and Brian Hartline is not that. And look, I've heard from some people at Ohio State who said Brian Hartline wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for the Penn State job. Just because you're a tremendous recruiter and offensive coordinator and the best wide receivers coach in the country doesn't mean you're ready to become the CEO of Penn State football, not just the head coach of Penn State football. There are two jobs here. There's the head coach of Penn State football, and then there's the CEO of Penn State football, which is the face of a $1 billion professional sports organization. And I don't know that Brian Hartline was ready for any of that, or at least Pat Kraft probably felt like he might not have been ready for any of that. But yet now he's going to go down to South Florida a month and a half later. You're sitting here with no one. And it leads me to believe that Pat Kraft probably crossed people off his list far earlier than he should have, thinking that, again, whether he fully thought Kalani Sitake was a done deal or not, it kind of seems like he thought he could just zero in on one guy and let everybody else fall by the wayside.
Is there a next choice now? And how would the fan base feel about Terry Smith, the interim coach, staying on?
All right, so this is where things get really tricky. I think the next choices are probably a Brian Daboll kind of guy, Manny Diaz, although there's history with Manny and Pat Kraft. There's Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State, Matt Campbell, the kind of names that you hear a lot of. Me personally, I think you should probably just go ahead. Now, Kalen DeBoer is still interesting. If Alabama loses, and by chance, if Alabama is going to miss the playoff, there's still a possibility Pat Kraft pulls a rabbit out of the hat there and gets Kalen DeBoer. But really, you're probably very, very close to having to hire Terry Smith at this point. But I got to bring this up. This is something not a lot of people are going to want to hear. It's not something that has been addressed a lot in the coaching search, but Terry Smith has a lot of Joe Paterno connections. Do you know who doesn't have a lot of Joe Paterno connections? Most of the leadership running Penn State University right now. When Terry came out and wore the Joe 409 pin, he got a lot of support from former players, from fans who still love Joe Paterno. He's talked about Joe Paterno several times. You know how often James Franklin ever talked about Joe Paterno in 12? Virtually never. Like, never. He completely distanced himself from it. Bill O'Brien distanced himself from Joe Paterno. It's not like Penn State University is being run by a bunch of people that are loyal to Joe Paterno and have a lot of time. They're run by Pat Kraft, doesn't have a connection. Neely Bindaputi, the president, doesn't have a connection. So what I'm trying to say in a roundabout short of way is, Terry Kraft linking himself to Joe Paterno probably hurts Terry Smith linking himself to Joe Paterno probably hurts Terry Smith's candidacy in the eyes of a lot of current people at Penn State who just simply don't want their head coach every 2 or 3 or 4 weeks for the next 3-4 years bringing up Joe Paterno. It's not something that a lot of people at Penn State want right now.
Yeah, at this point, do you think, Corey, that putting Terry Smith in position, even if it's just for a year, because one thing that I would be concerned about as a Penn State fan is they're going to make a hire just for the purpose of making a hire, and then it will not be the right one. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yep. Yeah, sure. That's absolutely a concern. And Terry Smith could keep a lot of the current players on the team. You do have to have a football team next year. They're going to lose 70 plus probably people. You have virtually no recruiting class. You're going to have to do everything through the portal. And let's back up a little. It is still Penn State. You're still going to be playing in front of 107,000 people. You're going to be on national TV every game. They will still get players. Okay. They're not going, just like it was unreasonable to think that they were going to fall off a cliff after the scandal. Bill O'Brien kept the ship afloat. They're not going to fall off a cliff and go 3-9 here. The schedule sets up to where they've got some wins. They'll field a team that's pretty competitive, but next year could be kind of rough. 7-5. I doubt 6-6, but who knows until you actually get a coach. But the problem with hiring Terry Smith on like that 1 year to 2 year kind of basis is, how can you go recruit anybody then either? Every kid, even if they think they might enter the portal in a year or two, every kid wants to think that his head coach is going to be there for 3 or 4 years. I don't think you're going to commit to Terry Smith if Penn State has only committed to him for a year or two. So this is where things get very, very, very dicey. Because again, I think Terry Smith could probably do a really good job at Penn State. I don't know that he's winning a national championship, but I think he could do a good job. And it would please a lot of people. But again, that's why I go back to the other component of it. Believe me, there are people at Penn State right now in leadership that do not want Joe Paterno's name mentioned all the time. And there probably is a significant fear that Terry we'll bring that link to the past that is not really wanted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Two-part question here. What are the chances that Pat Kraft gets fired? And also, yeah. I saw a report today that upper-level administrators are becoming more involved in this search.
Yeah.
Truth to that?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. A couple of people I've talked to said there's no that they're surprised it didn't happen sooner. We're on day 53 here. So I'm absolutely sure that other people are stepping in. The issue with Pat Kraft is they're still trying to pay for a $700 million stadium renovation. Okay. They're still trying to pay for NIL. And up until basically 3-4 weeks ago, Pat Kraft was considered really, he was kind of doing an excellent job for most people because he's helped raise a lot of money. He's a great fan. He's visible all the time. He can go into a room and he can shake hands with the big donors. And they've had tens of millions of dollars donated over the last, say, 8 months or so. I think they're probably around $70-75 million within the last year donated. Well, Pat Kraft has done a good job with a lot of those things. Okay. So he does those parts of the job well that you need an athletic director to do. He has just completely botched this coaching search, though. Quite frankly, if he had hired Terry Smith after they beat Nebraska a few weeks ago, it probably would have kind of united a lot of people because that was the time to do it. Now, if you have to go back to Terry Smith and say, we want you to be the coach, Terry knows he's the 10th, 15th, 20th option. The fan base knows he's the 20th option. The players know he's the 20th option. I mean, how do you, and if that's the case, yeah, I think Pat Kraft should be fired. If he's got to go hire Terry Smith because he has botched this so badly, then I think Pat Kraft has got to go.
Anything else, Limits?
Yeah, I'm just curious, Corey, what happens with the portal and where they go from here? Because clearly, you can build a team through the portal, but can you realistically, which is the way that their recruiting has been, I feel like if you lose Terry Smith and not make him the coach, then you're losing basically the whole roster and you're bringing in 70 guys to basically just show up. And it's not like a basketball starting five where you can get five guys to work together. You're talking about 35, 40 guys that are going to legitimately contribute that are all new. It just seems like too much.
You can do it to a degree. Mel Tucker, who I know is, you know, things have gone badly for him in the last couple of years. He did it at Michigan State a few years ago. He came in and basically, I think Kenneth Walker, that team they had, that was basically a transfer portal team. Now, things are different now, and it's also December 4th. So whoever you hire is already behind the eight ball on the portal. It is Penn State. They can go find players to spend $20, $25 million on and kids that would want to come. But it's going to be a tremendous uphill battle at this point because everybody else is already doing their own portal homework and research and trying to get guys and making contacts. So, again, you've lost a recruiting class. You can get guys from the portal. Will they be enough good players to try to win 9 or 10 games next year? No, probably not. Can you get enough good players to win 7 or 8 games? Again, the schedule next year is manageable. They don't play Ohio State. They don't play Oregon. They do play Michigan. So if they've got a somewhat decent team, they can still have a shot next year for to just avoid calamity. But this has got to happen soon. It's got to happen within the next few days because, again, you've got to start getting somebody on board with talking to kids in the portal and trying to convince them to come.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Corey, last question. Drew Aller, how do you imagine he fares in the NFL draft?
Drew will go to the combine. Well, let's see. Depending on his health, because it'll determine a lot on whether he's back and fully healthy and ready to go. If he were, let me assume that he is. Drew Aller is the kind of guy that's going to go to the combine and everybody's going to love him, okay? Because he's going to have all the measurables and he's going to throw the ball well and he's the nicest guy. He's going to answer the questions well. He's going to win the interviews. The problem with Drew Aller is he can't read defenses. So, no, I do not think Drew Aller is going to fare all that well in the NFL. I think he will get a shot and multiple shots because he can be a good teammate and good leader. But ultimately, you have to make certain throws in the NFL. You have to throw people open. You have to make decisions. And Drew Aller never really did any of that in college. He was just in the wrong system. He remained loyal to James Franklin. And quite frankly, if Drew Aller would have left a couple of years ago and gone somewhere else like an Ole Miss to better utilize his skills, it would have made him better prepared for the NFL.
Great stuff, Corey, from Sports Central. We appreciate you taking the time, man.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
See ya. How about that, oh, limitless wonder? That leaves me thinking that it's going to be Terry Smith.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility, and that Pat Kraft's job would be on the line. I mean, it is on the line clearly right now, but it would basically be done. And you're talking about
what a colossal embarrassment for Kraft and Penn State.
You're talking about an athletic director that the volleyball team won the national championship last year. The wrestling team dominates every single year and wins national championships. Hockey went to the Final Four, and the football team was in the Final Four. And you're getting fired because you botched the football coaching search because that's ultimately what matters, football.
I should have asked Corey this question. Do you think it was solely Kraft who made the Franklin decision?
I'm sure that there was some influence from boosters, but the relationship between Kraft and Franklin was getting sour, especially after
now
Franklin requested.
I want to get Geiger back on the line now to ask him that question. Can you text him that one? How could we have forgotten limits?
I think he's still on the video.
Is he? Tell him. Ask him.
Yeah, he's still there. Corey, you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I have a last question for you, Corey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard it, Joe. I do not believe it was solely Pat Kraft's decision because what it ended up happening reportedly was that James Franklin went to Pat Kraft for a raise because that's what James Franklin tried to do all the time was leverage every cent that he could. Pat Kraft was told no by Pat Kraft. And then he went above Pat Kraft and asked either the president or other people within administration for a raise. And that pissed off Pat Kraft. And so I think that was really a big part of the beginning of the end. But no, Pat Kraft could not have fired James Franklin on his own with a $50 million buyout at the time without getting approval.
Then who did? Where does the buck stop? Who's the person who says you can or can't do it? There's got to be somebody.
Well, that would be the president, Neely Bindapudi. They have been in lock, stock, and barrel for a couple of years now on their, what James Franklin called alignment. You'll hear the word alignment from James Franklin a lot. And Pat Kraft and Neely Bindapudi were in alignment. I do believe it was Pat Kraft's decision to fire him, but I'm certain that he got approval from Neely Bindapudi.
Perfect. Now I feel perfectly educated on this. Thank you, Corey.
How about this tweet from Tony Rojas, the star linebacker, just tweeted, Corey, we stand with Terry or nobody else. That simple.
Yeah.
He just tweeted that 3 minutes ago.
But again, these are young people, emotions. They love Terry, good person. But the rest of the administration and Pat Kraft, they don't have that history with Terry. So it's one thing for 20-year-old people to fall in love with the assistant coach. You see that all the time when coaches are fired, but that doesn't mean that everybody else thinks it's the right decision.
Is Franklin taking shots at Penn State with things like the crumble cookies he served at the recruiting day and everything else he's doing? Who's the crumble cookie guy? Is that Virginia Tech's guy or BYU's
BYU.
Guy?
BYU.
No, it's BYU. Jason McGowan is the CEO. Yeah, absolutely. James is taking shots at Penn State. That was tremendously well played. And look, I'll criticize James for a number of things, but James, kudos to you, man. That was pretty funny there with the crumble cookies at Virginia Tech signing day.
Thank you, Corey. That's unbelievable limits. The crumble cookie guy who stepped in to keep the BYU coach from basically from going to Penn State. And then at James Franklin's recruiting day yesterday, when he took, pretty much all of Penn State's class, 11 players?
Oh, he took 20, actually.
They serve crumble cookies. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, he gets the petty game ball of the day, I think, Joe. And did you see that BYU fans were also sending crumble cookies to the Penn State administration building for Pat Kraft? With now, Pat Kraft's name on it.
It would have been real obvious if he served peachy Paterno ice cream. Is that what they serve there?
At the creamery.
The creamery. That would have really been a little too obvious, I think. Yes.
All the above.
That is a big move. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.